What's going on?
What's going on? Dude, I showed you what's going on. I got a big game going on right now.
Oh, yeah. You're solidifying the
Supremacy 1914. That's the name of the game. It's German created, so that name's a little uncomfortable.
It's called Supremacy?
It's called Supremacy. When Supremacy 1914 is the name. So it's like a World War One. It's sick, dude. It's Risk. It's basically Risk. So it's a big map online on your phone.
I'm surprised Germany didn't issue like a Supremacy World War II game.
Yeah, true. Yeah, they definitely had to include 1914 in the title.
Oh, yeah.
To be like, we mean World War One for sure.
That's fucking ballsy, dude. How'd you find out it was a German game?
Because the tutorial was all in German. Like, the whole thing's in German.
Jesus.
Yeah. But got through it. Got through the tutorial.
Yeah.
Broke out.
Now you're just playing international.
Now I'm just in a game right now. Me and this guy, Yeet Meat. He controls the South. Yeet Meat controls the South.
Does he really?
I control the North of America.
How small of an area did you start with?
I started with like Pennsylvania and New England.
Damn. So like you expand it nicely.
Yeah. Then I took the South immediately.
Who's West?
No one. It stops at like the Mississippi.
Okay. You were all the way to the Mississippi?
Yeah. I control from Maine down to Tennessee. We're doing well. There's one guy, he still holds North Carolina. He was the first guy I betrayed immediately. Yeah. He was at war with the South. So this one guy controlled like Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, the Deep South. Mm-hmm. This guy controlled like Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina.
The middle South. Right. And he was basically firework, right where you can sell fireworks.
He was in the fireworks territory, and he was going to battle with the actual racists. And then me being the coastal elites.
Abolitionists, obviously.
Yeah, I was the abolitionist. As soon as I saw the opening while the fireworks were fighting the racists, I just destroyed the fireworks.
Oh, so you turned, so you turned on.
I turned on right away. That's the funniest part of this game.
So he left his troops. He took his troops down south.
All his troops were down south fighting.
It was just women and children.
I just came in with the women and children. I said, ladies.
Surrender.
Kids, you are now part of the coastal elites. Welcome. Welcome to the fucking fold. But
was he pissed?
It's funny because, yeah, you can DM each other. He DM me. He was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, we didn't even start the game. You're already ending it. Because it is the very beginning of the game. So, like, you're supposed to, like, build up and shit. I just killed him right away. Now I'm trying to. Now I'm a little depleted from going to war. So the guy at the South is like,
he's looking good.
He could fuck me up. And I'm like DMing him to be like, let's become allies.
What'd he say?
He's going to do the same thing I did.
What'd he say?
He said yes. But he's marching troops north as we speak.
Technically, though, you saved. He was being attacked.
He was being attacked, and I saved him. But when I saved him, that guy that I started attacking sent all his troops back up north to fight me. So we had that was a war of attrition. So
true.
I'm low right now.
True.
I got rid of that guy, but now the South is.
He's strong.
He's going to get me.
If he was a thinking man, he'd be like, well, if this was his, he knew you two were allies. He knows.
He knows I'm not to be trusted.
So right now, he's like DJT. You're Kim Jong.
I'm Kim Jong. I'm not very trustworthy.
So he's DJT being like, I got
it. He's like, we'll do whatever it takes to just, you know, we need to keep things peaceful. But he sees me expanding. He sees me.
Really?
There's nothing he can do to stop me. Anyway, so Supremacy, I got that going on.
That's so
Supremacy 1914 on. Get it. Download it on the App Store.
Such a funny.
Oh, shit. This morning, I was like worried that guy was going to attack me. So I spent $20.
What'd you say?
I put $20. I put $20 into the game.
What'd you buy?
I've never bought a cell phone game in
welcome,
my life.
Welcome to
I
the
know,
fucking fold,
I remember
dude.
Mocking you for this.
I do it out of impatience. I would play Clash of Clans.
And you
got to
update the fucking... Yeah, it's like 3 hours to update this fort. I'm like, nah.
Level 7 town center? It's like, I can have a wizard?
I need that now.
I'm like, let me get that.
Yeah.
And then you get all this stuff, and then you got to fight people who have all that. Like, you get a nice little golden period where you get to fuck everybody up, and then they level you up, and now you have people who have better shit, and you're like, oh, I need the better shit. And then I was like, you know what? I'm getting
tricked. I'm just going to put $30 into this.
Yeah, dude.
I was thinking, I was like, it'd be sick if these weren't even real people.
Oh, God.
That'd be the ultimate app. To make whoever is playing panic into buying, like, I need to upgrade this. I need to get the armored car.
Jesus Christ.
Put $20 in a hotel room, just laying there. Yeah.
It works.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm having fun, dude.
I'll
throw more money at this app if I have to.
Real
whatever
time,
it takes to win.
What do you think empires are built with, bro?
True.
$20 at a time.
Literal money.
Just fucking someone's their chin scrunched in a hotel room like, ugh.
I can't lose Tennessee to Yeet Meat. So yeah, that's my weekend.
That's what's up.
That's
man.
A big weekend,
dude. Well, I also have that thing where like sometimes someone will suggest something, and it's like I can't explain perfectly why that's a bad idea right now, but I just know that it is.
Yeah.
You know? And but then they have a good argument, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah. You ever listen to other people's good arguments? Sometimes, maybe when we're in London.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's ego strength, dude. That's what people. You know, yeah. People always talk about like ego death. I'm gonna get ego death. You can convince yourself like ego death, but you just need to build up the opposite ego strength so that you're not constantly trying to escape your reality because you're just like, I don't want to do that, but okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna kill my ego. I'm just too. It's like, no, dude. You should probably build that up. Ego strength is being able to withstand that and being like, I disagree.
Yeah. It's also just life.
Respectfully, Senator, life I disagree. Shane's got, you have you good lie. Ego strength.
Thanks.
And people will hate on it. People with weak ego strength will then project and be like, you're an egomaniac. And it's like, no.
Yeah, you do have good ego strength.
You have good ego
Thanks.
Strength.
Not this strong
is,
enough.
This is strength-based, not strong this is strength-based
enough.
Podcast.
You're also a curious cat.
This is strength-based podcast.
You're also a curious
cat. Well, you guys are going to leave me hanging for 5 minutes?
Oh, sorry, dude.
It's a strength-based podcast.
I thought you were Chandler Andrew.
No.
Oh, dude, what? I got to check on, I got some things going on 1914.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh.
Me and England are having a bit of a disagreement here.
Really?
Yeah. Iceland, Greenland came in and liberated Ireland. And I was like, bro, I'm taking Ireland. Enough of this.
Well, Greenland just got attacked.
And then Greenland started getting attacked by Shat Nation.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to go take Ireland. England came back and took it while I was sending ships. So I DM'd England. I said, "You better stop.
Give me
I'm
that
come
territory.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, give me that territory.
I'm just gonna fuck him
you
up.
Go, yeah, I'm fighting Mother Russia right now, dude.
The ultimate.
What happened to Brian Six? That's the question.
That's a good
Where
question.
Where is Brian Six in all this?
Let's talk about that.
I'm hearing a lot of England
border.
Chatter. I'm hearing a lot of English.
France left its
worried.
Border open.
Yeah,
and the Ray from Spain. Dude. El Rey came in and fucked his shit up, dude. I fucking killed Beezer. He's not happy about
Beezer
it.
Was in the coalition. It's me, Shane, Shat Nation's
a problem,
bro. This dude's got a lot of territory. He's quickly expanding, and, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, we're allies.
We are allies.
But Beezer was our ally, too.
Beezer was just murdered on dude. I know. I was there. I was there
on
when he started doing
it. 30 of this game. Yeah, like, he invested time into this game.
Well, he did abandon his post.
Yeah, he was. I didn't think he was playing. And then as soon as I attacked, he was like, what the hell?
There's a newspaper. So, like, you check the newspaper because, like, you can write articles and submit propaganda, which is so fucking fun.
Yeah.
And the I saw that Beezer, like, you know, leader Beezer has abandoned his post. So, like, there's
Beezer Mussolini.
If you don't go on for, Beezer Mussolini. If you don't go on for 3 days, it says you abandoned your post. And then it's just like, you know, it's like playing a computer, basically. They just kind of artificial intelligence.
Which, actually, I attacked preemptively. Because if he wasn't playing, France is right there on my border, dude.
Yeah.
I had to. I had to do it. It was nothing against Beezer.
I saw the
machines rose up in France.
I saw the map, and I was never quite comfortable with Beezer's position.
Like, why?
Just because he's between you and everyone you want to fight. So I knew he was going to get trampled.
We had
like
a little
Black Friday.
True, it was. I fucking killed him right away, and it took like 20 minutes. Oh, literally, I just walked through him.
Well, Beezer's like, I'm attacking Greece, and I was like monitoring the map, and I was like. He sent like 7 people to Greece. And I'm like, well, that's not going to do it. They have like 150 people.
Yeah.
So Beezer just got murdered in Greece. And then I look over and Shane just wiped him out. It was funny because I was taking out Greece. And I'm like, as soon as I take out Greece, I'm going to take out Beezer.
The sharks were circling, dude. Dude, he was.
Beezer was weak.
He's got a lot of wheat going on in there. Yeah, he had some good resources.
Yeah, he had good resources. And look, I'm going to need France if I'm going to invade England.
I know.
I need France.
You're going to give him. He was going to give. We were going to give Beezer a small territory in the Middle East because I have the entire Africa and Middle East.
Like,
he's going to give Beezer a small territory in the Middle East that would surround it by both of our.
Let him live. Just build one guy every 3 days.
Just attack him like 3 days so you only have like 2 troops. Leave it go.
That's classic Shat Nation fashion.
You got to. Yeah, we're going to give him a little land, but
Shatism, dude.
I couldn't let him have.
It's like when they send like an African dictator to just some like.
Yeah. I couldn't give him one island. I couldn't give him any territory. If you're gonna go to war, you got to vanquish your enemies
100%,
entirely. If I kept him alive at all, he would have tried his hardest to come
it's
back.
Also,
yeah,
just so funny being like, he left his whole border open. It's like, yeah, he thought you were friends.
Don't trust anybody. What are you doing?
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it was, so dude, now it's heating up. It's fun.
The game's so deep at this point, I'd be relieved for someone to take me out, dude. All the anxiety I get
you
from
say
1914.
That, but so far, you're undefeated in wars.
I've been,
imagine if you start to lose one of those.
I can't imagine it.
It would be frustrating.
Dude, I can't imagine. Like, I was thinking about the people that I've taken out. They have to be like, oh, this really sucks.
Oh, every
when
time.
They do the numbers, and they're like, oh, this guy just has more people. Dude, also yeah. playing that game, you know, it's like it just pulls that stuff up, and you're like, oh, shit, I don't have enough wheat. And you're like, fuck, I'm going to take this guy's shit. And it's like, yeah. I understand now. In real life, when I hear, like, we go into other countries, I'm like, well, have you checked our wheat supplies, dude?
Yeah.
We were running out of fucking oil. We had to. What are you talking about?
Oil.
Yeah.
We just went for the oil. It's like, yeah, dude, our barrels were low. We got in the red numbers. We had to ramp them up.
Yep, and they're sitting on double oils.
Yeah, they're sitting on
everywhere.
Double
like,
oils.
And they have one guy on each thing. It's like, obviously we're going over there. Obviously we're going. Obviously the USS Michael Jackson's on its way.
Right.
Oh, the fuck. SS Michael Jackson's on its way.
It has to. That game gave me a new perspective on like
global politics.
Yeah. I'm like, well, all right, now I can see you playing this game.
Yeah.
Sometimes you
got to
take
our protection.
Shit. Huh?
Corruption.
Corruption is our protection. Corruption.
Say that again. Explain that. I'm more about outer space. Explain the politics.
Well, look, sometimes you got to, you know, do some stuff in the Middle East to make sure China doesn't get access to that oil, you know? You got to choke the blood to the brain a little bit, you know?
Ooh,
okay. Yeah. He's a war hawk, dude.
Yeah.
He's a liberal war hawk.
Yeah, look, you know.
What's your favorite modern conflict going on right now?
I like the drone strikes in Yemen.
No. I don't know what's going on, but I trust our boys.
You support war.
I trust
You're not
our
for
boys.
It, but you support it.
Yeah, intervention. I like meddling. I believe we should be
you
meddling.
Like meddling.
I intervened
meddling.
On Beezer.
I had to
intervene.
True.
Yeah.
It was just a classic intervention.
Right.
You basically UNICEF. You went in there, helped him out.
Helped him out.
The stuff's in your name now, but
he's still around.
Yeah,
all good.
He's still all right.
Yeah. It's like
real life. I would have executed him. I would have put Beezer against the wall.
You'd had to.
Had to. Can't let your enemies live, dude.
That's how. Fuck. Who's that guy? Solzhenitsyn. He went out. They threatened firing squad on him, and he was like, "Give it to me. I'll take it right now." And the soldiers only had blanks, and they were like, "Fucking dick, get out of here." They were trying to scare him out of it, and he was like, "Fucking, let's go."
Damn.
Yeah, he faced a firing squad. Which, first of all, I'm like, why do they have blanks? I guess they wanted to like spook him out, like, let a couple shots
off. Yeah,
there's
a thing where they give like one or two guys a blank so that you can all be like, no, I didn't kill him.
Right.
Yeah. Especially with like deserters.
That makes sense, yeah. Because
with deserters, the troop, that really fucks morale up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
If you're killing your own guys.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on the IRA doing that with their peeps.
Really?
People that would like rat out to the British, they get just like disappeared or whatever.
Yeah.
Murder them.
Yeah. And they would do that. They'd like take them out to some like dune and they'd have like three or four people with guns.
That's cool to think. I mean, maybe, yeah, it's still cool to think about how no matter what we're doing, it does involve some people getting murdered at some level. Like, somebody has to bite the dust.
Yeah, snitches get stitches.
Dude, even like the presidential. Think about how many people die every year around the presidential or every 4 years around. There's people getting killed around the presidential election race. There's guys who are like, I got the DOS, and people are like, people are definitely getting murdered over there. If
you
people
so?
Are getting murdered over like small drugs and shit, you don't think people are getting murdered over billions of dollars?
It'd be hard to imagine that there isn't some.
I'm surprised Bernie's not going to get capped.
Nah,
he's trying to take a lot of money from a lot of people.
Believe me,
allegedly,
there's
he's
definitely
not gonna...
someone taste testing his food.
Oh, well, they will also try to propagandize. They can propagandize their way out of it, and they're probably trying to do that first. And then if that doesn't work, it's like, yeah, dude.
Well, here's the thing: he's going to be pitching these ideas to Congress, and you know, he's
going
to need millionaires' approvals to tax millionaires.
What. Yeah, yeah,
true. Well, it's
probably not.
I think once we finally, I think so, we'll have socialism at some point. In the meantime, people who are super rich are all going to migrate to government. So by the time we have socialism, they're just like the ruling elite in the government. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then we'd have healthcare, which would be tight.
Healthcare would be nice. I don't know. That does confuse me.
I got blood panels done recently. I went for a physical out over there. I did helium last week.
Shit. You couldn't do helium tonight, bro.
We wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
We still got to rip the page.
Yeah.
That's small potatoes, bro.
What time? How 40, far?
We're 42 minutes
Ooh.
In.
All right.
So this is actually, so the other night I, I actually I had like not an well I have like epiphany every day, but I had like a, I had a mini I had a mini epiphany. I was sitting there. I was with my pregnant babe, dude. She's like, you know, going through pregnant babe stuff, and she's like, her back hurts, all this stuff, and I'm laying in bed with her. She'll like bring me up to bed, like, can you rub my back, and I'm like, fine, I'll rub your back. But it's you know, it's all day every day. So in my head, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I wanted to play fucking 1914 really bad. So it's like a hard
game takes too long, so you can't just play it over and over again.
Oh, I'm looking, dude. I'm spying on everybody. I'm seeing what's going
just
on.
Just start like three different games.
I don't want to play. I can't split my.
You
got to
just
dude.
Focus entirely on.
I'm 100%. I'm 100% invested.
Your capital,
I'm
Benghazi.
Like, capital, yeah, Benghazi, dude. I'm trying to right the wrongs that fucking the Hill Dog did, dude. So I'm sitting there, and
Hill Dog, Trump Daddy versus Hill Dog, dude.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like. Like, you know, I'm comforting my pregnant wife. And this is how fucked up I am about phones in general. That, like, I, like, bring my phone near me. And it's like, dude, don't be on your phone. Like, tend to her, dude. What are you doing? And, like, I would, like, just subconsciously, like, put my phone next to me. And it's like, dude, I had to literally choose that night. I'm like, am I going to just do my stuff with my phone? Like, what do I like more, my phone or my wife? That's a hard question to really answer. Of being like, was that? I have such a nightly ritual where, like, I go, I do all my stuff, I look at my phone, I like, and I couldn't do my phone thing before bed, and it was fucking killing me, dude. To the point where literally, I was like rubbing her back, and I grabbed my phone and like sat it beside, I sat it near me, and then was like, what the fuck am I? I'm like, I cannot look at this thing for like a week. And
you snuggled your phone,
dude. Literally, I put
you
it
snuggled with it.
It was like the movie She. It was like the like literally, yeah. Because dude, if you think about it, from your phone. Her, excuse me.
please don't mispronounce.
My bad. I do apologize. The phone from the phone, you get like sexual excitement. You do get a lot of stuff from your phone that's uncomfortable to think about.
I do get hard every time I see a phone.
I mean, just like it's a portal.
Thinking about my baby Emily Willis.
Oh, who's that? The track
porn
runner.
Star I showed you.
Oh, I thought that was a track runner.
The Australian track chick. That's hot,
dude. I had a. You just add water and like bring it back to life, kind of.
These are the types of questions.
Talking Jurassic Park, dude.
True.
Talking to Scotty. It's Scotty Jurassic Park. <Yeah. dude. laughs> Like, wait, why are you guys making a park full of these dudes? Like, I don't know.
It'd be a sick park.
That'd be awesome.
They wouldn't
dude.
Be doing anything.
Scotty Park?
Yeah.
Dude, they'll
come. It'd be snowing. They'd be out in gym shorts. That'd be the best trick they have.
Their legs all red. They're smoking a cigarette. Yeah, dude, I literally had to, like, be like, I have to put my phone on the floor. And it's like fully, I was giving them like 50-50 attention. Like I was, you know, if I was an MSI laptop, which obviously has like, I think it's like 6-core processors.
I mean, that's too many processors.
I'm a dual core. So I'm like, I have one of my processors is like, all right, once she falls asleep, here's all the cool things I want to do on my phone. And I literally just like rubbed it back and fell asleep and passed out in a nice, like normal way. People have been sleeping forever.
Yeah.
And I woke up like, so I was like, oh man, I'm like refreshed. I didn't have a light beaming in my eyes like 2 minutes before bedtime.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, that's a big thing to not look at your phone before you go to sleep.
Yeah, it's impossible, dude.
Yeah.
How are you not going to look at your phone?
I don't know. I put my charger across my room. So when I go into my room, I plug it in across the room lay down.
That's a good move, dude.
Yeah. My laziness exceeds my desire to get
your
online.
Cell phone addiction?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been, I get a bad, like, so I pee in the guest bathrooms. I don't want to pee, like, you know, it's just a world of shit of, like, the toilet seat argument and all that stuff. So I keep it up in the guest bathroom. So
you just have married man problems now.
Dude, that's such bullshit. That whole. Dude,
we got to get you a man cave.
It's my basement, bro.
True.
I got my basement. Dude, so I pee in the guest bedroom and then, or the guest, not the guest bedroom, the guest bathroom.
Yeah.
And dude, like there's sometimes like I don't shake properly, and I like
get like a boys only sign on the cover.
I like, dude, like warning, keep out.
Yeah,
dude, I'll like walk. I think I like shook out, and I'll literally just pee my thighs. Like my thighs are covered in pee.
That happens when you wear like no underwear and you're wearing like sweatpants. Just, you feel pissed just all over your legs.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I've literally just like rubbed piss in myself.
Anytime
like,
you see somebody in pajama pants, they're just covered in piss. If you wear pajama pants with no undies, just straight piss.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
dude. Like I've been embarrassed. Like usually I'm like a little bit. I rub it in. There's been levels of piss I've had on me the last couple of nights where I'm like I'm covered in piss. Like I shouldn't get it. I should shower.
You need to go to the doctor.
Well, no, I just it's
I'm
a nighttime.
My pants.
It's a I don't even have pants. I'm naked. So I shake naked and I just walk back just covered in piss and I'm
ew.
Like, dude, I rub it in just so I can hit the sheets and I'm like,
it's so sick.
People
you sleep
only
naked,
knew how
dude.
To scuff. Yeah, of course.
Who? It's crazy. I run into people that judge that. What's I'm like, dude, I sleep naked.
How do you
every
sleep
night.
With clothes on?
Yeah.
If you sleep with sweatpants, you wake up and they're like track shorts. The fucking elastics all the way up your fucking thigh.
Disgusting.
Why wouldn't you sleep naked? That's kind of weird.
I guess the criticism came from me sharing rooms with other men and still sleeping naked.
So
which,
what?
Yeah, I don't exactly.
What's wrong with being nude?
If one of my friends sees my dick, so be it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bonding. That helps us.
Also, what,
it's like, you know my darkest secret, dude.
What? Also, true.
You've seen the penis.
Dude, I don't know why our dicks have to be secret.
Have I showed you my dick?
Yeah, like 5 times.
All right.
I've seen your dick a bunch of times.
I just was going through my head. I was like, hey, have you seen it?
I've seen your dick like 1,000 times.
Thank you.
You've seen my dick, too.
I've seen your dick.
Yeah. The, oh, dude, I had...